Welcome in. Time for KER Politics. Thought-provoking views from leaders in the field.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Defense conservatism, Al Corlin and Jim McKinney. Jim, to reinforce and again to emphasize the fact, Jim is in charge of the chairing the reelect Trump committee for our county, Whatcom County. We have a lot of events coming up that we're going to talk about, both when we see you folks in person and also in the course of this show. Thanks very much for your support from everybody, by the way. The Sturdivants, Daryl and Ann, everybody else, and certainly Cliff. Cliff, I'm becoming a Cougar fan. I hate to say it. You and your wife are such great examples of decency. Having said that, there are a number of things that Jimmy has brought up when he and I were chatting off mic that I think are under the radar in terms of the news, but very definitely important in terms of the conservative movement in the United States. It happened in the Carolinas, and it also happened in Colorado. Jimmy, what's going on?
You know, we've had the president and the campaign right now has gotten, it's large, it's sophisticated, it's in the method, the previous campaigns now, kind of routine Republican politics. And there's something happening at the lower level that people don't realize. Local party politicians have been endorsing a couple of candidates that were either incumbents or favored by the party, by the old school party, that have lost in the primaries to up-and-coming, even stronger Trump supporters. One was in North Carolina, Madison Cawthorn, 24-year-old, a young man who's actually in a wheelchair. And he beat Linda Bennett, a female candidate who Trump and the local party and Mark Meadows and a number of senators had actually endorsed for the primary race. He beat this Madison Cawthorn beat Linda Bennett in that primary. It is a surprise. And of course, Trump had endorsed based on recommendations of the party politic and, you know, the local people. And they thought, okay, she's a better candidate. And he, the young man in the wheelchair, very articulate, very smart guy, comes back and says, you know what? This is not a referendum on Trump. It's a referendum on our future and representing our local people. That was very interesting. And the same thing happened in Colorado. A woman named Lauren Boebert is running in a district outside, you know, northeast of Denver. Lauren Boebert, you remember, she's the young woman with four children, runs a bar, and was on the steps of the Capitol with Beto O'Rourke when he was campaigning, and he had made the comment in a previous campaign event that, hell yeah, I'm going to take your AR-15s or take your guns. And this young woman, 5'1", 110 pounds, stands up and says, hell no, you're not going to take my guns, made national news. Well, she ran for the seat in Congress, and she just won her primary. And the interesting thing about that is she beat a three-term incumbent from a Republican incumbent in that district. Again, very strong supporter of President Trump, farther conservative than what Scott Tipton, the area Republican from Cortez in Colorado's third congressional district. This is an indication in my mind that the American people outside of these urban areas are actually moving very much more towards a Trumpian agenda. And the rhinos and the old school politicians are beginning to they're having to wake up. I think this is a symbol. It's a good symbol. We saw what happened in the UK recently with the Boris Johnson's election when he had the election that basically just devastated Labour. The Conservatives devastated Labour in the last national election. And I see the potential for a significant change that actually supports an agenda that is actually more in line with Donald Trump's vision of protecting American manufacturing, of keeping us safe, of staying out of foreign wars, out of giving people free speech rights, out of protecting our families, our futures, and our opportunity. I see something changing and shifting. It's interesting.
Bring up one thing, Jimmy, that you and I have chatted about many times in the past before we even started doing these Common Sense Conservatism podcast, and that is what you and I really believe in. And I sense that everybody in our neighborhood, my neighbor Marky Nels, my friend, everybody, I don't even want to start throwing out names anymore. It's all about personal responsibility, number one. None of the people I mentioned have ever wanted a bigger piece of the pie than what they felt they had put in, than what they felt they were entitled to. That's what America is all about. America is a nation of laws, and by that I mean equal justice for all people, regardless of race, creed, or color. And thanks to Dr. Frieda, we are getting some phenomenal examples from the black community right now from around the country of people who share our belief in that area and the belief that you really can't take any more, any larger piece out of the pie than what you put into it. That's why I love this area, because my friends and neighbors up here have that exact philosophy. Jimmy, it's a philosophy, as I have stressed to you numerous times in the past, that Kathy and I have shared for the past 45 years of our marriage. And that philosophy, I think, may be what may tip the scales in the upcoming election in favor of the conservatives. We're not looking for something for nothing. We're not looking to do anything other than make America a strong country.
I think your point, equality under the law, that's what has made this nation great. And that's what we've seen being, what we're seeing being destroyed right now with these selective support for small groups and individuals that are basically intimidating local governments and leaders, threatening them. And those local governments and leaders are bowing down to them, that are actually giving preferential treatment and making some really bad decisions for the betterment of business and individual rights. There are too many people out there that actually want something for nothing, unfortunately. And that's the challenge right now. The question is, as we see it, will the average person in the middle, the independent voter that really doesn't care, the person that really does not pay attention to politics and would prefer not to, are they realizing what's happening and what's going to be taken from them if these extremist groups actually continue to take and put this pressure and take away our individual rights and try to pay off specific groups? That's the real question right now. Who's going to win this?
Jimmy, I have to tell you one thing. I really believe in following your dream. My girls always tell me that's the one gift that I gave them. That's one of the reasons that they are both very successful. And I want to say that I have a real dream right now, a huge passion. And that passion is, I don't want any more anarchy in my home city of Seattle, Washington, which results in killing, which results in violence, which results in physical destruction of property. And it looks like a change may be taking place right now in Seattle because of what Durkin, the, in my opinion, incompetent mayor, is doing. She is doing something right now that I think puts her into the realm of competency. You want to comment on it?
So I'm not going to give her that much credit that she's actually moving into competency, but what she did, she had protesters come into her neighborhood. You know, she had hidden her address and really tried to protect herself from knowing that because of multiple threats and issues over the last few years because of her, basically her method of governance. But protesters found her, they were out there, and she lambasted them. She was angry that they were threatening her. Of course, the hypocrisy it's beyond hypocrisy. It's just this unbelievable disregard for the average citizen and the elitism that she showed was incredible. So this morning, and I think at about 5:30, the law enforcement came in and began tearing down, heavily armed with a lot of protective gear, to tear down the CHOP or the CHAZ. What they're doing is cleaning it up. Apparently there were vehicles circling the area with armed and actually kitted out individuals as the police tore it down and were driving around with vehicles with no license plates. So, there's been some arrest, there's been some protest, but finally attempting to put order after four shootings, two dead, four others wounded, and the absolute anarchy that brought is actually incredibly irresponsible. And there's no way to go back on it. She's going to be embarrassed. Jay Inslee, the governor, should be incredibly embarrassed. But they're trying to keep people locked down in the state so they don't mobilize and vote against them. They're trying to – this state, they've got some very draconian rules right now with mask wearing and no more than five people together in meetings, even though we haven't had – in our area, we haven't had anybody even in the hospital for COVID for over a week and a half now. And the numbers are going down. It's just – the insanity, the attempt to manipulate and control, the incompetence and the pandering to the violence is, you know, it's not only staggering, but it's very detrimental. Now we really hope that people wake up and see it. And those people on the fence that usually don't get involved will get involved.
Unfortunately, I want to wrap this thing up here. We've been going about 11 minutes, but I want to bring up one other thing that happened last night, and that is de Blasio, the mayor of New York, cutting the funding by $1 billion for the police department in New York. I have to tell you, Rudy cleaned up that city unbelievably, made it safe to be able to walk the streets at 2 o'clock in the morning in some very, very questionable areas, which I did with my daughter Sarah, and I felt very, very comfortable. That seems to be going away right now under de Blasio. All the good things that are happening, as you brought out, Jim, in Seattle, seem to be going just in the opposite direction in New York City right now, which is a shame. Jimmy, you got the final word. We got about a minute left.
If you live in New York and you're facing incredibly high taxes, your businesses were destroyed in riots, mob is ruling, and then you're taking away law enforcement and the ability to protect people in a massive city that has had significant, you know, problems recently, people are leaving in droves. And that's exactly what Bill de Blasio is going to get. I can't believe that he's even got 10% or 15% support as mayor right now. I think everybody hates him.
Amazing situation. Hey, you guys, thanks very much for listening. Thanks very much for your input. Thank you very much for your support of what I consider to be, I don't consider to be conservatism. I don't consider to be liberalism. I consider to be nothing more than common sense. We live in an area like Semiahmoo because we are bright and we have common sense. And look where it's put us.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com.